We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Marhaba, marvelous viewers. That is welcome in Arabic, a language spoken by about 221 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Swatter, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Minimongo. In Dar'ul Province, channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System. In Tar, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Kwan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, European Commission partners receive a distinguished United Nations accolade. In humanitarian news, Ethiopia will open 26 new health facilities. In animal news, Dato, a fruit-loving canine in Formosa or Taiwan, wins an award. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August the 9th, is Singapore's National Day, celebrating its independence attained in 1965. Consisting of one main island and approximately 50 others nearby, Singapore is situated in southeastern Asia between Indonesia and Malaysia. It is home to many faiths, including Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, and Taoism. The Bukit Timu Nature Reserve near the center of this city-state contains more than 500 animal species. We wish you a joyous National Day, citizens of Singapore.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Mongolia. Flooding that began on July 17th worsened when torrential rains and hailstorms struck the nation's capital of Ulaanbaatar on July 22nd. At least 26 perished and 2,000 residents were displaced as hundreds of homes were affected. Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $20,000 in emergency aid, expressing her condolences and sorrow. The amount could purchase $294,000 in items if bought in the United States based on Mongolia's cost of living.
Our association's Mongolian relief team prepared packages with basic necessities that included food, clothes, blankets, and cleaning supplies. They travelled to Gavaltai province, where Mrs. Tuyai of the Red Cross updated them on the situation, and they were able to deliver relief packages to 91 people in need.
In Ulaanbaatar, after discussing the situation with the Mongolian government, the state disaster agency, and governor and mayor of Ulaanbaatar, Mr. Cholt Batbayer, our association's relief team decided to help three districts, Kan'ul, Songino Kerkan, and Bayanzork.
In total, they delivered necessities to 250 households and distributed school supplies for 657 children. Government officials expressed their gratitude for Master's caring assistance and asked for their thanks to be conveyed through a letter they had written.
We appreciate the assistance given by Mrs. Suya, the Mongolian government, the state disaster agency, and Governor and Mayor Cholt Batbayer. We especially thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving concern that brings comfort to the afflicted, and also thank our association's relief team for their earnest endeavors. Our prayers are with the Mongolian people for the swift recovery of everyday life as humanity's adoption of a compassionate lifestyle helps restore our planetary balance.
Typhoon Morakot envelopes Formosa, or Taiwan, after striking the Philippines. The storm triggered flash floods and landslides in the Philippines, taking at least 12 lives. A Belgian and two French tourists were among the fatalities after they were swept away in the northern Tarlac province on Thursday. Six of their companions were treated at a hospital.
Zambales province west of Manila was also affected, with 12,000 displaced people and three villages submerged. Police, army personnel, Air Force, and Coast Guard are carrying out relief efforts. As the storm swept through Formosa, at least six lives were lost, with some 14 injured and others missing, while over 50,000 were without power. On land, flights were grounded while the Coast Guard rescued 10 people from three ships at sea.
We thank all police, army personnel, Air Force, Coast Guard, evacuators, and rescue workers who are bravely bringing relief to the affected regions. Our utmost sympathies go to those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the protection of all in the storm's path. With the grace of the providence, may such calamities subside as humanity adopts kinder ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Additional swine flu strain occurrence. A child in Kansas, USA was found to have a swine flu virus strain called H3N2, also found in pigs but different from the current pandemic H1N1 virus. The child is believed to have contracted the H3N2 flu strain, for which there is no vaccine, through direct contact with pigs.
This year so far, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recorded 14 cases of non-H1N1 swine flu cases in humans. In particular, people who work on pig farms are many times more likely to contract the swine flu. A flu combination of such swine flu viruses with human or bird viruses could occur at any time within one pig, who could infect nearby farm workers, who then in turn could spread the contagion to the wider community.
The current H1N1 swine flu virus now circulating is indeed a recombined strain from pigs, birds, and humans, so new that people are not immune.
There have now been 206,987 officially detected H1N1 swine flu cases across 168 countries and territories. Of these, 1,673 resulted in death. The steadily climbing figures are just a tiny sample of the actual global incidence.
Announcing the country's first fatality on Friday, Irish authorities stated that 70% of those infected are under age 30, and there are 1,800 new confirmed cases per week. Palestine also suffered its first swine flu loss of a 34-year-old man returning from the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia.
Ghana confirmed her first ever case, and Indonesia reported 29 new cases, bringing the total to close to 700. Israel announced her fifth loss of life, and Singapore now has a total of 8 parish residents. On Friday, Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak announced swine flu is a serious threat to the nation, with 1,578 who have been sickened, with 18 fatalities. In the U.S., Florida state health authorities announced swine flu deaths have doubled in the past 2 weeks to 41, as nationwide fatalities just surpassed 435.
We are truly saddened to learn of these updates in many countries and send our thoughts and prayers to the afflicted and their families. May we avoid present and future viral transfers by ceasing the practices that create such squalid and cruel conditions for animals and instead adopt the health-preserving organic vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Beetroot juice to boost strength. A new British study shows that drinking beetroot juice greatly improves endurance and stamina, with participants being able to perform high-level exercise for significantly longer periods of time than their non-beet juice drinking counterparts. Professor Andy Jones of the University of Exeter and author of the study said, "We were amazed by the effects on oxygen uptake because these cannot be achieved by any other known means, including training. Beetroot juice is also known to help lower blood pressure." Thank you, Professor Jones and associates, for illuminating the benefits of beetroot juice to our health. May we all be reminded of the manifold gifts that come naturally through the intake of the organic vegan diet.
CNN poll finds increased support for American-Afghan peace. According to a new national telephone survey conducted by CNN Opinion Research Corporation, among 1,136 U.S. adults, 54% said they wish not to be engaged in military conflict in Afghanistan. Conducted at the beginning of August, the poll showed that support for peace went up by 6 points since May. CNN polling director Keating Holland said that a full 75% of Democratic Party members oppose the war. "Our glad commendation, U.S. citizens, for seeking a peaceful resolution from your nation. May brethren of the United States and Afghanistan be graced with a cordial friendship."
Film director John Hughes remembered. The American producer, writer, and director passed away on Thursday in New York at age 59. Best known for his comedy depictions of teen life in such films as The Breakfast Club, as well as Home Alone and Planes, Trains and Automobiles, Mr. Hughes' movies have delighted audiences worldwide with themes that are both humorous and touching. Actor Ben Stein stated, "He was a wonderful man, a genius, a poet. Our heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of Mr. John Hughes, whose timeless work will continue uplifting viewers for years to come. May his soul rest peacefully in the eternal love and light of the divine."
U.S. unemployment rate reduced. Economists are reporting better-than-expected figures, as the percent of people officially looking for work became less for the first time in 15 months. The number of people who lost their jobs in July 2009 was the least since August 2008 and was nearly 50% reduced from the previous month of June. What good news, United States! Bravo for your economic turnaround. We look forward to seeing this productive trend continue.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tours Africa. On Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton began her seven-nation tour of Africa to discuss next steps in support of President Barack Obama's stated goals of helping advance African democracy and prosperity. In her visits to Kenya, South Africa, Angola, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Nigeria, Liberia, and Cape Verde, she is also addressing matters such as women's rights and food security. While in Kenya, she urged the government to initiate peace reforms, and during her visit to South Africa, the two nations agreed to cooperate in aiding Zimbabwe. "Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency, the United States, all African dignitaries, and your respective nations, for your amicable and progressive dialogue. May your noble initiatives and work together bring abundant fulfillment and prosperity for the beautiful people of Africa.
President Obama signs Cash for Clunkers $2 billion U.S. dollar funding. Following congressional approval, the U.S. president signed a bill on Friday extending the initial program. Cash for Clunkers offers auto buyers a rebate of $3,500 to $4,500 U.S. dollars when they trade in old vehicles for more modern eco-friendly models. The program proved to be so popular that it went through an original $1 billion U.S. dollar allowance in the first week of operation, as people traded in the cars known as gas guzzlers to buy better mileage versions. President Obama said, "Now, more American consumers will have the chance to purchase newer, more fuel-efficient cars, and the American economy will continue to get a much-needed boost."
Thanks to quick bipartisan responses, we're doing everything possible to continue this program and to continue helping consumers and the auto industry contribute to our recovery.
Many thanks, Your Excellency, and the supporting U.S. Congress for encouraging citizens to switch to more resource-efficient vehicles that benefit both the environment and the economy. We look forward to their contribution to a cleaner and greener Earth.
Save our planet. Climate refugees forced to leave their homes. Approximately 800 of the remaining 2,700 residents of the South Pacific's Carteret Islands have begun moving to Bougainville, the largest nearby island in Papua New Guinea. With their homes and livelihoods being destroyed by worsening floods and tide surges, the Pacific Islanders are asking for help from the Australian government ahead of an upcoming Pacific Islands Forum summit.
Former Oxfam staff member and current head of the island's evacuation efforts, Ursula Rakova of Carteret Island, said, "For us born there, we're losing everything, our identity, our culture, our connections to the islands, our whole life." The 2,700 Carteret Islands residents are just a fraction of those being impacted by rising sea levels. Within 4 decades, at least 150 million people are expected to be displaced due to climate change, half of whom could be from the Asia-Pacific region.
"We pray for all islanders enduring this hardship and permanent move from their ancestral homes. Let us quickly unite to mitigate climate change and preserve such unique locations and their cultures."
Saddened by the conditions they must endure, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed the situation of environmental refugees during a November 2008 interview with Ireland's East Coast Radio FM.
"If we don't have global warming, then no one would be a climate refugee, would they? I ask everyone from the government to the citizen to please imagine if that were yourself in the refugee situation. Experiencing all these troubles, insecurities, hunger, lacking all comfort, humiliation, undignified situation, uncertain of the morals of your future and the future of your helpless children. Just imagine it. Then try to solve this tragedy by helping in whatever way we can. And above all, and most urgently of all, be veg. Go green. To save the planet, to prevent such trauma, and to build a bright future for the world, for our co-citizens."
Save our planet. Daily life activities a factor in global warming adaptation. A new collaborative study published in the journal Biological Reviews by UK scientist Professor Robin Dunbar of the University of Oxford, Dr. Amanda Korsjans of Bournemouth University, and Dr. Julia Lehmann of Roehampton University concludes that time spent in other necessary activities besides food foraging is an important factor in how well animals are able to survive climate change.
For example, species such as elephants, horses, dolphins, and whales spend time interacting with others to maintain their communities. In turn, this means less time available to search for food that may already be scarcer in quantity because of the warming of the planet.
Our thanks, Professor Dunbar, Dr. Lehman, Dr. Korstjens, and associates for these insightful facts that show us how animals are trying to adapt to climate change within the limits of time. Let us help ensure their survival by speeding our own efforts to better care for this shared planetary home.
Save our planet. South America's Peruvian government is doubling the amounts paid to indigenous communities for every hectare of rainforest that they are helping to preserve, an effort that is expected to better support both the environment and their economies.
Save our planet. Scientists in the newly emerging field of biogeochemistry, which focuses on cycles of substances such as carbon or water, meet in New Mexico, USA, and say that the Earth's natural processes are being significantly thrown off balance by human-impacted global climate change.
Save our planet. India allocates $200 million for a plan to help address climate change by restoring unique vegetation and increasing forest coverage from 65 million to 71 million hectares within 6 years.
Hello there, I'm Buzzy the Honeybee, a natural vegetarian. Here's a tip today on offering cold dishes, such as dips or salads, at your next party or gathering. Fill a large bowl about half full of water. Then place a serving bowl inside it, making sure water does not get inside the smaller bowl. Cover with a cloth towel and put them both in the freezer. When it's time to set out the food for the guests, your cool serving bowl will keep your delicious vegan fare nicely chilled. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's take a look at the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, European Commission partners receive a distinguished United Nations accolade. Development Workshop France, DWF, and Focus Humanitarian Assistance, FHA, were presented with the Sasakawa Award for Disaster Reduction. DWF was given the Certificate of Distinction in part for its safety work of strengthening buildings in Olac or Vietnam. FHA, an affiliate of Switzerland-based Aga Khan Development Network, was honored with a Certificate of Merit. The organization's efforts included prevention and preparedness activities to help safeguard more than 500,000 people in northern Pakistan. Our respectful congratulations, Development Workshop France and Focus Humanitarian Assistance, on your prestigious award. May heaven bless all groups that are dedicated to protecting others.
In good governance news, Ethiopia is set to open 26 health facilities. The $3.4 million health stations are to be inaugurated in Bail Zone of Oromia State. Head of the Zonal Health Office, Dr. Godisa Onbese, stated they have been funded by the Ministry of Health and the Regional Health Bureau and will serve 5,000 people each. Our earnest appreciation, Ethiopia, for taking caring steps for your citizens. May many people be graced with happiness through your life-enhancing work. Up next on Noteworthy News, a beagle in Formosa saves lives. We'll go for a quick bicycle ride around the park. More excellent news will be right up, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illustrious news for a shining world. In animal news, a dog in Formosa or Taiwan saves hundreds of lives and wins award. Da To, the beagle companion of Miss Hua Hui Ling, detected smoke and barked to wake up Miss Wang. Thanks to his alert, a fire was prevented and many residents in Kaohsiung City were able to avoid harm. For his intelligence and bravery, he was honored by the Kaohsiung City Fire Bureau with a certificate bearing his name. Da To is a sweet rescue dog who loves mangoes and lychees. Bravo and heaven bless you, courageous Da To, for your timely act that protected many lives. May you have many more years to enjoy your delectable fruits with your good friends. Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing Da To's life-saving courage with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $200 for vegetarian treats.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Just Expressing.
A bank closed its doors to shut out a rush of its clients because gone bankrupt. One man stood in front of the bank's door and screaming on top of his lungs for everyone to hear. They should throw the bank president in jail. They should take the whole board of trustees and throw them in jail as well. Every person who works in the bank should be also thrown into jail. So a policeman nearby asked him, "Is your money in that bank also?" The man say, "No, if I had put money in that bank, I wouldn't be so easy on them like this."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Supreme Master Television is a nice TV channel. Thank you. Be rich, go green, save the planet. Sukh from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia.
Amiable Sukh, it's nice to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has many times graciously explained to us that just by adopting the vegan diet, we can preserve our planet. Please share this message with all of Mongolia. May our world return to the virtuous and benevolent way of life, with heaven's infinite blessings and our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Ili Lika, which means goodbye in Arabic. May cheerful bird songs greet your days with hope and joy. Farewell for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Leaders from the United States, Mexico, and Canada are meeting for a North American summit where addressing climate change and halting illicit drug trafficking are key topics of discussion.
Esteemed Halima Mbarak-Warzazi, one of the first women diplomats from Morocco, is elected president of the UN Human Rights Council Advisory Committee.
Japanese Prime Minister Taro Aso signs a new policy providing healthcare and financial assistance to hundreds of fellow citizens to help ease bombing radiation effects from 1945.
In the USA, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer approves a law requiring all animals admitted into shelters to be spayed or neutered and provided with a microchip implant before being reunited with their human caregivers.
The Arab Puppet Theatre, sponsored by producer Mahmoud Al-Hurani, teaches shadow puppetry to young Iraqi refugees in Lebanon to help them rediscover childhood innocence and joy.
Texas, USA businessman Ari Nessel receives PETA's Compassionate Company Prague Award for providing a vegetarian starter kit to each new resident in his apartment buildings and featuring dog parks at his properties.
Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan meets with Democratic Society Party leader Ahmet Turk to discuss concerns of the country's Kurdish minority peoples.
UK celebrity Heather Mills and owner of vegan cafe V-Bites remarks that since opening on July 4th, she has sold between 700 to 1,000 vegan products daily with repeat non-vegetarian customers and their families.
Goods for Good, a charity begun several years ago by American Melissa Kushner, has benefited some 54,000 children in African Malawi with its donations of irregular, still new, goods from the U.S. companies.
South Korean President Lee Myung-bak promises diplomatic negotiations with North Korea to secure the freedom of five South Koreans detained there.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.